This is Joy Peterson. I am working for Kentucky Heritage Quilt Society, Quilters on File. I'm interviewing Debbie Cahill. Debbie, do I have your permission to interview you on tape?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. This is January 18th, 1988, and we're in Jefferson County. Debbie, let's get some biographical data down before we start talking about quilts. Would you tell me your full name and spell it for the tape, please?
My name is Deborah Sherlene Cahill. It's spelled D-E-B-O-R-A-H-S-H-I-R-L-E-N-E-C-A-H-I-L-L.
Thank you. And your spouse's full name?
I'm not married.
And your occupation?
I'm an art teacher.
Where do you work?
In the Jefferson County Public Schools.
What is your address?
1002 Seelbach Avenue.
And that's in Jefferson County, Louisville, Kentucky?
Yes.
How long have you lived at this address?
For about 15 or 16 years.
And where did you live before?
In Louisville, but it was on Herman Street, I believe.
And where were you born?
In Louisville.
And your parents, what's their names?
Virginia and Tommy Cahill.
Where do they live?
They live here also.
And their occupations?
Both of them right now are retired.
What is your religious preference?
Methodist.
What is your birth date?
7/26/55.
Thank you. Let's have a little bit about your education on the tape. Can you tell me where you went to school and what the highest level of education that you attained?
I went to high school at Iroquois High School. Then I went to U of L and did my undergraduate work and also my graduate work.
And your degree?
The highest degree was an MAT, a Master of Arts in Teaching.
What careers interested you when you were in high school?
Mostly anything to do with art or teaching.
When did you learn to quilt?
That didn't come till after I went to U of L around the bicentennial when everyone else was getting interested in quilting.
What was the situation that got you interested in it?
I just saw a quilt one day and decided that I was going to make one too.
Were you already a seamstress?
No. I do not make clothes. They never fit.
Who taught you to quilt?
Well, I bought the book to read. It was Beth Gretchen's Patchwork Primer. It was the very first one I ever bought. And I went out and bought the material and thought the quilt was never going to get finished, but it finally did. I have that quilt over here.
Oh, good.
To show you.
Can we get a picture of it?
Yes.
Good. What do you call it?
Nothing. The first. It never had a name.
Can you describe it?
It's a Jacob's Ladder pattern that I later found out was traditionally done in blue and white, but mine is rather gaudy red and yellow.
Who in your family quilted?
My mother used to quilt a long time ago, so she showed me how to do the actual quilting stitches on the quilt.
What was your mother's maiden name?
Clark.
Are there any men in your family who have quilted?
Not that I know.
Have you ever heard of men quilting?
Yes.
Have you seen any of their work?
Only from magazines or books, not personally.
Do you see that men quilt any differently than women?
No.
Are there other members of your family, aunts or grandmothers or anybody that quilted?
Some that might have quilted a long time ago but don't really keep up with it now.
Mm-hmm. Have there been periods in your life when you were too busy to quilt?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
How much time do you spend quilting or piecing or working on quilts?
If I'm working on a project and I'm very, very interested, I might spend several hours a night working on it. But if I don't have anything specific in mind, I might go for several weeks without actually quilting or anything, but maybe just planning or designing or something like that.
Where do you usually do your sewing on quilts?
In the kitchen, or the back porch has a table I like to work at.
What time of day?
Mostly at night.
Are you inclined toward using TV or radio during the time that you're working on quilts?
If I'm quilting, I like to watch TV or listen to the TV while I'm quilting.
How long at one time do you usually work on a quilt? In one day, how many hours would you put in on it?
Probably around 2.
Where do you get your quilt designs?
Some I gather from magazines or articles and books, and some I just make up on my own.
What are some of the patterns you enjoy making?
I really like the geometric pieced patterns the best.
Why do you think that is?
I don't really know. I just never liked appliqué before. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which do you find more satisfying, piecing, or applique, or embroidery, crewel work? What is it about quilting that you find the most satisfying?
I think it's because it's regular. Everything has a place, and when you're piecing on it, you can sit there and let your mind wander other places while you're doing it, and it's regular, orderly work.
Do you enjoy most making the top or actually doing the quilting?
I think making the top would probably.
Why?
Oh, I'm not pleased with my quilting stitch yet. One of these days, maybe.
What makes a good quilt stitch?
I think if they're regular, not necessarily terribly small, but if they're regular and consistent, and not real small on some parts and then huge stitches on others, just consistent.
As far as quilting bees and quilting parties, do you think there's a difference
between a quilting bee and a quilting party? I don't think so.
How would you describe a quilting bee?
Some friends gathered around to quilt on one quilt.
Have you ever gone to one that's church related?
No.
Would you want others to quilt on your quilt?
I wouldn't mind. I've invited other people to before.
Have you quilted with other people?
Not very much.
Do you belong to any quilters organizations?
To the Louisville Nimble Thimbles Quilt Club.
Do you belong to any others?
That's all.
Have you ever attended a quilt workshop or a seminar or a symposium?
Yes. The Jenny Beyer workshop we had several years ago.
Who had?
The Louisville Nimble Thimbles.
Where?
In Louisville.
And what types of things do you recall were being offered?
It was design mostly on the day that I attended.
Is that the only one you've attended?
Yes.
What is it about the experience that you liked or didn't like?
I enjoyed it very much. I enjoyed the other people and everybody interested in the same thing and learning the new ways to do things.
Do you think there is such a thing as a Kentucky quilt?
A Kentucky quilt? No.
What do you think might be meant by a Kentucky quilt?
I don't know.
It's a strange question, isn't it?
Yes.
I could see an Appalachian quilt or an Amish quilt, but I don't think of a Kentucky quilt.
I don't know. If there's any one characteristic that makes quilts from Kentucky just stand out away from all the rest of them or not.
Have you ever taught anyone else to quilt?
No.
Do you have any quilt books?
Yes, lots of quilt books.
What are your favorites?
I like the ones Rachel Pelman and several that she's published in the Jenny Beyer books. I think those are probably my favorite.
Can you spell Pelman?
P-E-L-L-M-A-N.
Two L's. Okay. Thank you. If you were going to recommend a quilt book to a novice, what book would you recommend?
Beth Gretchen's Patchwork Pine, I think, would be a very good one to start with.
What is there about it that makes you do recommend it?
It explains everything, but it does it in a nice way that it makes you, if you make mistakes, you're not going to feel bad about them, because she describes a lot of the mistakes you could make in that book.
Do you take any quilt magazines?
Yes.
And what ones?
Quilter's Newsletter and Quilt.
Which do you prefer?
I think I like Quilter's Newsletter better.
Why?
I like the articles on the different quilt makers that they have in that magazine a little bit better. There seem to be a little bit more in depth.
Do you take patterns from magazines or books?
Sometimes.
Do you follow patterns exactly as written?
Not always.
What do you do with your finished quilts?
I keep most of them. A few of them I give away, like the baby quilts and some of the wall hangings. And I keep most of the large quilts here.
Do you ever quilt for other people?
No.
Do you ever sell your quilts?
No.
Can you put a monetary value on quilts?
It would be a very, very hard thing to do. They're very personal things, and it's very hard to name a price.
What do you do with old quilts when they begin to wear out?
I keep them anyway.
Would you be interested or offended in making or having made them into clothing or stuffed toys or anything of that sort?
They would have to be in truly, truly bad shape before I would ever want to see one like that.
Have you ever entered a quilt in a show?
Yes.
And what shows?
The Kentucky Fair, 1986, I believe.
Did you get a recognition of any sort?
No.
Was that the only show that you could recall you've entered a quilt in?
Yes.
Which quilt did you enter?
It's a quilt from a mountain mist pattern called Snowbound. I have it here also.
We'll take a picture of it. Good. Would you be willing to loan a quilt to a show or museum?
Yes.
In your opinion, has there been any change in people's attitudes about quilting?
I think it's beginning. We took a little bit more seriously now than it was, say, 10 years ago even. More of an art form now, not a utility piece.
What do you think has caused this change?
Just a greater appreciation of the design in them and the craftsmanship.
What's the significance of quilting in your life?
Well, I like to quilt very much. I used to paint, and now I'm trying to combine the two together. I've got two examples to show you in just a minute of the two combined.
Let's talk a little about those. The first one, would you describe it for the tape?
The first one has a center medallion in it. Was taken from an old photograph. And then was going to have a large quilted border around it. It hasn't been quilted yet, but the top is almost finished. And the second one has a family. They're painted on a center medallion again. Surrounded by pieced blocks, and that one's almost finished.
When did you do these paintings?
The first one I did several years ago, and I wasn't happy with it, and I cut it back up. Then I had the idea for the second piece, and I started it, which I like a lot better than I did the first one. I think I made some bad choices in material the first time around.
Are they watercolor?
The first one was done with permanent markers, and the second one was done with paints meant for material, fabric paints.
Mm-hmm. They're very nice. I hope we can get a picture of them through the glass. You know, sometimes you have to take a picture carefully because the glass will give a distortion.
These two quilted pieces are not under glass right now.
Oh.
Okay, these are fabric pieces.
They're fabric pieces.
But
well, then let's talk about those two that are the paintings that are under glass.
I do have several paintings. I used to paint more than I quilted. And the quilts started slipping into the paintings. I would make up quilts for the background. And then I would do a painting on some pieces, and I would put one of my quilts that I'd already made in for the background. And then the quilts took over.
But those are watercolor.
Yes, all of those are watercolor.
I was not on the same wavelength. Right. I hope we can straighten that out when I'm taking pictures so that we can put in the appropriate picture for what you were describing, because I'm afraid I've muddled the puddle. Actually, you come to quilting with an art background, obviously.
Yes.
And do you find now that the quilting is more fulfilling for you than the actual painting, as far as expressing your artistic sense at the moment?
I don't think so. I think that's part of what the problem was. I wanted to paint and I wanted to quilt, so I just have to put them together and do them on the same thing, and then I'll be happy.
Well, it's very different from anyone else that I know, and I think it's fascinating. It's so unique. Why do you quilt?
Because I like to. I like the textures of the quilt. So far I haven't done anything with just the quilting texture itself. I might like to try something with just that later. I do enjoy the feel of that.
What are your favorite colors to use in a quilt?
I like blues and grays and browns.
Why?
They're very quiet and serene and peaceful.
Have you had any trouble finding a particular color, such as red, when it comes to trying to purchase fabric?
Not so far.
What kinds of fabrics do you use?
I like to use all cotton.
How much of a particular fabric do you usually purchase at one time?
If I don't have anything in mind for it, I might get a half a yard or a yard. But if I have something in mind for it, then it might be anywhere from 2 yards on up.
Do you have much of an inventory of fabrics on hand?
About 2 storage boxes. The whole other place.
What size needle do you use for piecing?
I really don't know.
What about quilting?
A very small quilting needle.
You don't know what number?
I think
number.
You're about a number 8.
Do you applique?
Very little.
What kind of thread do you use?
I like to use just plain cotton.
Do you wax it?
No.
What kind of batting do you use?
Usually a very thin batting, the lightest that I can find.
What's it made of?
Polyester.
Do you know what bearding means?
No.
When it comes to batting?
No.
Or migration?
Oh, when the batting moves from one spot to the other.
Have you had any trouble with that?
No.
Bearding sometimes is where you'll have a really dark fabric over the top of your batting, and as you come out with your needle, the batting tends to come out and kind of beard right on the surface. And some people have more trouble with that than others, and you haven't been disturbed by it.
No.
Do you use a floor frame or a hoop?
I use a hoop. I have several different sizes.
How have the materials... We'll turn this off while you answer that. I had the tape off for a moment while the telephone was being answered. We were talking about batting, and then we were talking about floor frames. How have the materials used in quilting changed?
What do you mean changed?
From the time that, say, your grandmother or someone would have quilted.
I think a lot of the prints have gotten smaller and more subtle. Probably designed with quilt making in mind a lot.
You wash your quilts?
I try to avoid it unless I like to wash them very frequently, just enough to keep the dust or whatever's in them. I don't like to wash them often.
How do you wash them?
Usually on the gentle cycle in the washer. And then let them just dry by themselves.
What's your favorite quilt pattern?
My very favorite one? I like the bear's paw.
In what colors?
Well, I did a large bear paw quilt, which I don't have with me now. But it was in shades of brown and black.
What older quilts do you own?
I have one that my mother did when she was 16. And then, I guess that's all.
What's it like?
I think it's called a friendship ring. And it's in pastel colors. And sort of braid around the edge. I think it's good for a lot.
Mm-hmm. Do you attend auctions or flea markets with the idea of purchasing quilts?
I look around at the flea markets at them, but I've never bought any. I've seen several that I liked before.
What can you tell me about quilters in your family that we've not already discussed?
Think of anything offhand.
What are your future quilting projects?
Well, I'd like to keep combining the painting and the quilting together. I've got to go somewhere with that. My two loves. I'll just have to keep doing them together. So I think probably that will keep me busy for at least the next 3 or 4 years.
One thing that we didn't touch on in the interview was a little background on where you've taught and where you are teaching and what you've taught and what you are teaching. Would you tell the tape a little bit about what you are doing as far as your teaching?
I'm teaching art in elementary school. I have 2 elementary schools this year. One is Camp Taylor and the other one is Rutherford Elementary. And as far as I know, I intend to keep teaching elementary art. I do like the grade level.
Do you ever bring in quilts in any way into your teaching?
Not so far. We have done some folded paper type designs that are reminiscent of quilts, but nothing with fabric yet.
Well, I think our best bet is to conclude this tape and then we'll turn it over and we'll leave the tape on while we take pictures of the things that you have out here. And that way we'll have a recording of what we're actually taking pictures of. It will be easier for us to correlate the things in the folder. If there's nothing else that you want to specifically talk about, this is a chance that you have if there is something that you'd like to put on the tape.
I think I'd like to talk about the quilts right now.
Mm-hmm. While we're taking pictures of them.
Yes.
All right, then we'll conclude this side and turn it over and start with taking pictures of the actual quilts. This is tape one, side two, Joy Peterson interviewing Deborah Cahill, 1002 Seelbach Avenue, Jefferson County, Louisville, Kentucky, January 18th, 1988, for Kentucky Heritage Quilt Society, Quilters on File. We have concluded our interview and we're going to keep the tape recording on while we are talking about some of the artifacts that are here in the living room and taking pictures. Debbie, I want you to tell the tape a little bit about the paper that you just gave me and what scholarship you had gotten on that.
That was a paper listing my art shows that my paintings have been in. The scholarship was one that I received twice while at U of L to work there.
And it's called?
The Allen R. Height Scholarship. Several are given out each year, and I was lucky enough to get one for 2 years.
Thank you. Can you tell me a little something about the dainty sewing machine you seem to have there?
Well, I have one quilt here I forgot about a while ago. It's one my mother pieced out of just some old cotton clothes. And while she was piecing this, in order to keep daughter happy, and I have an example here. This is just hideous. I was piecing blocks also on a little Singer sewing machine. It's around 25 years old.
That is great.
And it doesn't seem like it mattered whether corners really did meet.
That's great. And how old were you?
Probably about 7. And then, evidently, quilt making lost its thrill at the time. And the machine got put away for a long time.
And it still works out there.
It has a broken needle. If I can ever find one to put back in, I do believe it would work.
I believe it would. Yeah.
So, but I thought that.
That's a classic.
It might be nice to show.
Really? It's wonderful.
Would you like to see the paintings?
Oh, yes. Now? Oh, yes.
Okay, this first one is some seashells in a basket on a blue and white background. I don't know the name of that pattern offhand. Do you recognize?
No,
I know it's a pattern.
I know it's a pattern, but I couldn't tell
you. I can't tell you offhand what it is.
When did you make this painting?
Let's see, 1985. I think my quilting stitches are smaller in paint than they are in the material.
Did you actually have a quilt to work from?
No, I just made this one. Mm-hmm. These are not going to be in any particular order right now. This is a painting where one of the quilts, the first quilt that I had done, wandered into the background.
Now I'm getting quite a glare from that front door.
Oh, you understand? Sometimes the colors change on the quilts, but
right. But this is actually a quilt that had made.
Uh-huh. Yes, this was the first one.
That's the first quilt you made.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a Jacob's Ladder?
Right. That I understood later was traditionally done in blue and white.
For the tape now, why don't you describe the colors again?
The colors are red and white.
and two different patterns of mostly yellow and green and blue.
Great.
At the time, I didn't even...
What size is that?
It's 72 by 84.
Is that double bed?
Yes. Mm-hmm. At the time I did this too, I didn't allow for my seam allowances, and it's an absolute miracle that the pieces went together. I ran out of one of the colors, this one with the green. It's no wonder they had more of it when I went by. I mean, who would want this color? But you get used to these things.
That's great.
My niece has some old antique type dolls, and this one I put her dolls in front of the blue and white quilt again that I made up.
You've made that quilt?
No, I just made this one
up. Oh, you made it up. I see what you mean. Mm-hmm. Right.
But then I didn't like some of the colors that were on her dolls' dresses, so I changed them to my favorite materials mm-hmm. that I like to use in my quilts. This was in 1985 also.
Do you have a name for that painting?
I don't use the name.
Okay.
My sister gets your name.
Oh, tell me about this one.
This one was a watercolor that I completed. I completed about 2 years ago. It got first place in the watercolor division in the Kentucky State Fair. And it has a quilt in the background, and I did one several years similar to that, but with different colors. Hmm. And not even the sewing box is safe from my painting. If you can't think of anything else to paint, you can look in your sewing box.
Right. Well, that's a place to find a lot of color.
And that's all of these paintings.
Okay.
And at one point, I did several of the blocks. Not really blocks, I rounded them off and sew them on metal hoops.
Mm-hmm. And that pattern?
That's in the window.
Right. How many of those did you make?
I had made about five or six, but I gave a lot of those away. Mm-hmm. That's about the only one. Mm-hmm. Now, the little snowbound that I told you I sent to the fair. Oh, this is it.
Oh, really? This is a mountain mist hat.
Yes, that's a mountain mist hat. I did change the star a little bit, but it is their pattern.
Mm-hmm.
That's a 1/4. That's a very large. Well, I think it's somewhere around 9,500.
Is that right?
It's a very long thing.
How long did it take you to make it?
Well, I started it one summer, and I pieced most of it one summer. Mm. And then it got put away for a few years, and then it came out to be quilted later.
Very nice. How many quilts have you made?
I couldn't really, not a whole lot of full size. It was probably less than 10 full size, but a lot more smaller.
When did you make your first one?
It was the middle 70s, 74, 75.
Mm-hmm.
This was another one that also went to the fair the same year.
Oh, really? You want to describe this one for the tape?
It's a very small Amish wall hanging in black and a muted purple and a bright blue. I wanted to try an Amish type quilt.
Where did you get the pattern?
I just was reading about Amish quilts and decided this was the size I wanted to make it, and I just drew this myself.
Mm-hmm.
The pattern around the border, I have a quilting stencil.
Oh.
That I took that off of.
Yeah, that's nice.
But the middle, I just drew myself.
Mm-hmm. Do you usually use white on the back?
Most of the time. This one's never been anywhere. This one has only been here.
It's huge.
A grandmother's flower garden.
When did you make it?
This one, the second year or so, I cut most of the pieces out. My mother helped me piece a little bit of this one together.
And that's double bed size?
Yes.
Well, that's different.
This is scraps from everybody's old blue jeans.
Really?
And corduroy things and wool things that I saved and saved and saved. And I applique them with the machine.
When did you do this?
This one's several years old. It's seen some better times already.
And you tied it.
And it's tacked.
Mm-hmm.
And this was everybody's old blue jeans.
Where'd you get the pattern?
I drew this one for myself.
Mm-hmm. Now, you didn't put a white back on that one.
No, I put flannel on this one, so it'd be nice and warm.
Mm-hmm. I bet it's heavy.
It's very heavy.
Yeah.
I'd made two tops when I made this one. One of them has never been put together.
Oh.
I still have one.
Uh-huh. You just got the block.
It's brand new. No, they're all, the whole top is put together. It has
never been the same.
This is a little quilt that I did. Wanted to get rid of all my scraps. It's one of the ones where you can sew on the machine, a quilt as you go.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you want to tell the tape, the pen?
The pattern is a log cabin.
And the chimneys?
And the chimneys are red.
Mm-hmm. And the set?
The set, the name of this. I know it's not the ferns.
You think it's barn raising?
That might be.
I just should know, but I don't.
The
I kind of think it's barn raising because it isn't sunshine and shadow. I don't believe.
This little quilt has been through several times too. My niece took it to camp with her.
Oh.
To remind her of home.
Oh.
And I think she.
Why, you're a nice aunt to let her borrow it and take it on something like that.
Well, this is a ball pattern.
Yeah, do you remember the name of the people that put out this pattern?
Trying to think. I could tell you in just a few seconds if I could go look at a book.
Yeah.
Would it?
Well, why don't you get it so that we can say specifically what it is, and I'll take a picture of it while you're gone. a quilt with four geese. And it has borders, and the sets have intersections of sort of like bear paws. And the quilting motif is a clamshell behind the gray geese. I was trying to see what this intersection block was for the tape.
I think it's a duck split.
Oh, duck in the pond or something like that.
It's a pattern that I got from Morning Call.
Morning Call?
Yes.
Okay.
This is another oddity.
Yeah, tell us about that.
I don't like keeping my magazines for a long time. And instead of letting them stack up and stack up and stack up, this is my quilt scrapbook, and I just cut out favorite things. They're in no particular order, and I keep some of my patterns there. It's actually a mess, but I like it.
And it's great.
But I like it.
Good idea.
I keep, when I cut out the articles, I try to go ahead and cut the date out at the bottom in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, when somebody looks at it, they can, it just progresses month to month.
Yeah.
And then I don't have to keep the stacks and stacks in these magazines.
Well, that's a good solution to a real problem.
And I just cut them out. I might have a magazine where only like three things.
Sure.
And I'm not just cut those three out from the rest of
them. Well, that way you don't have those stacks of magazines.
And it's less confusing
too. And you can get to what you want.
Because when you want to start a new project, instead of looking through page after page of things that I don't want to see, I can look through my book where I know I like everything in my book.
Right.
And it's
how long have you been putting that together?
That's a couple of years, I won.
Great idea.
And the only thing, it's getting a little bulky. I haven't pasted some of my things down.
Yeah. But a great idea.
Oh, the next thing I want to show you, this was one of the older quilts.
Now, what did you call this pattern?
I think it's a friendship ring. It's like a very geometrical wedding ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's called a friendship ring.
Have you seen it before or since?
I saw one picture of it, and it was listed as a friendship ring.
Well, that's interesting. What year do you think she made it?
Probably middle 40s.
What kind of batting do you think they had in those days?
I'm not really sure.
I can't believe they had pines.
Mm-hmm.
It's been cotton.
Yeah.
You're mighty kind to get all these out for us. Take you a couple days to get your life back together.
These are the three things that I've done that need to be called good and bad. This one here, we went through a lot of rock culture.
You got a cedar chair, didn't you?
Would you like to
smell it?
Photograph all three of
these. That'd be nice.
Together.
Yeah, I'm on number 34, and if I could use this 36 and then stop at Walgreens on my way, I could get them started to develop and help them. Now that's a Dresden plate.
Yes.
Ooh! Is that Delectable Mountain?
A Delectable Mountain. Mm-hmm. Heaven only knows how many pieces. But I'm not happy with the way the borders end. And until...
When did you start these?
Let's see. The Trip Around the World is the oldest one. It's probably 1978. The Dress and Plate, probably around 1980. And the deductible amount was probably 82.
Okay,
but this one, I'm not happy with the way it ends. And until I think of a way to end it.
You mean your border?
My border, until it's the border speaks to me again.
Oh, so
it will
pretty.
Stay in until the time.
Jeez. That's beautiful. You've got a lot of work to do here someday.
Maybe it will snow.
Are these all hand quilted or hand pieced?
This one is all, the Delectable Mountains is all hand pieced. The Dresden Plate is all hand pieced. And the borders on the triple end roll were put on with the machine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's more like a little stack.
Yeah. What's this?
This is, how many more things do we
have? Yeah, I'll have to put another bowl in. Don't worry about it.
Okay, this is one of my wool paintings.
Oh, I love that. I meant to talk about that. Tell the tape about it.
It was a curved piecing project, and it's a large Amish lady, and she has a bright scarlet red dress with a black apron. She's holding a little yellow basket. She has an added ribbon around her throat. High, and it's small, probably 2 feet by 4 feet, and...
Well, why did you tackle it as a curved two-piece?
Well, I wanted to try the curved piecing, and I didn't want to make a geometric pattern. I wanted to do something else, so after playing around with the graph paper, this is what happened. And she does have a face, but we cheated. It's quilting.
That's great. She looks nice. I'm surprised she doesn't have a place on the wall.
Some other time. And this is the last one. The cotton picking
out. Oh. And how did you get that center motif done?
This is the one I thought you was coming from.
Right.
It's surrounded by the piece blocks. This was the one that brought the painting and the quilting together. And the whole time I'm working on this one, I can think of 10 other ones I like to do.
What are these blocks called?
These are windmill blocks.
Oh, I'm
actually. They're patterned.
And tell me about the people in the middle.
They're long distant relatives from long, long ago. I think their last name is Smith, and this picture was from somewhere in Canada, not somewhere from Kansas.
Hmm. So you have an actual photograph of these people?
Yeah.
Well, what you're listening to is my camera rewinding itself. So I guess we came out just right, didn't we?
I think so. Just about went through it all.
That's great. Oh, I really appreciate your getting all those things out for us and giving me a resume of your work and giving me the afternoon the way you have on your vacation. So I think I'll just take this by Walgreens right now and leave it. I've got a coupon with me. Now, is there anything else we should put on the tape before I turn it off?
I can't think of anything.
If your great-grandchildren were going to go down to the archives 100 years from now and take this out, what would you want to tell them?
I did finish more things than you're actually seeing. It wasn't like I left these half-quilted.
I will finish them. And that they should take good care of.
Right.
But they're not going to get a whole lot of them.
Well, we sure do thank you for being a part of this project, Debbie.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.